Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Friday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness, what, 4 days away before we're visited by jolly old Saint Nick. And the Teddy Bear's got his Christmas present, yeah, very early. We're being joined today by the incredibly talented singer-songwriter, Miss Judith Hill, as we have the pleasure of celebrating her new album, Golden Child. So on behalf of The Zone and the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, Lord have mercy, the captivating Judith Hill. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us today and vibing with us here in The Zone, because I know in the beginning of January, you are going to be a very busy young lady with your tour coming up. So we thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, Golden Child. I've had an opportunity to listen maybe 4 or 5 times. And I'm kind of biased because there are particular songs that I've really just kind of wrapped myself around. Hey Stranger, I've listened to that song over and over and over again. An incredible album. You give a combination as far as melody and funk and soulfulness. It's just driven. And I wanted to find out how much of yourself did you really put into this new album?
Oh, yeah. I put all of myself into it. It was definitely a labor of love. A collection of songs that have been written over a couple of the last 2 years, and it was just a real joy to put this record together and, you know, play the instruments and mix it, and all the parts that went into it was a very personal record for me.
How have you seen your growth as a musician and as a songwriter over the past 5 years, as far as to where you are right now?
I think every day is a day of growth, of just a constant evolution. You know, I've had so many chapters in my life, and it's really rewarding to just see it all come together, and all of the parts of yourself evolve into this moment where you're able to really articulate and share with the world your story and your emotions in a powerful way.
The people that you have surrounded yourself with over the past 5 years have been incredible. From two icons, from Michael Jackson and, of course, Prince. Has it given you a greater appreciation, not only for the journey, but just in life experience in general, being able to incorporate that in your music?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, music is the byproduct of a lifestyle. It's about a life of sacrifice, really. And so to be able to give music in a powerful way, you've got to live and breathe it. And I think that that's definitely some of the things I've learned from some of the greats you mentioned. And also just personally, just understanding that it takes sacrifice. It takes the life of really diving into it personally, so that when you are performing, it comes from a deep place.
You know what? I'm glad you used that word sacrifice, because for me, I'm a little bit biased. And the reason why I say I'm biased is because I think a lot of the younger, quote unquote, younger artists don't really truly understand the art form and the sacrifice that you have to really be able to give 2,000% of yourself to really go that extra mile, because there's no such thing as being, they say, I want to have everything done in a way where it's perfect. We strive for perfection. And I think the greatest aspect is that we never reach perfection because we want to accomplish so much more. For you as an artist, what do you feel that you need to accomplish? What are some of the things that you would like to, I guess, hone your skills a little bit better? Is it songwriting, more instrumentation, or maybe on a production end? What are some of the things that you would like to create and be better at?
I think production is always something that I'm reaching for higher strides, and really, you know, the more that goes into production, the more you can really get your message across. And so production, I'm talking mainly stage productions, and also I love the continuation of instruments and just being a musician and continually to be a better musician. That's a big a part of it for me, because I just love music that is driven from bass riffs, guitar riffs, and things like that in an organic nature. So that for me is a really big part. And then just storytelling. I think that storytelling is what drives all the music. And so being able to tell a great story is just so important, I think.
Storytelling and transparency have always gone hand in hand. For you, how long did it take for you to be comfortable enough, or to be somewhat comfortable in your own skill, to your own skin, to being able to be okay with showing a certain level of transparency to the listeners?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it is a very vulnerable thing to put yourself out there and be honest in your writing and tell stories that come from a deep place. So yeah, it takes a minute. I think that, you know, the earlier years I was a little more reluctant to go to the deeper places, but the moment I did that, I found that it was so healing to myself personally, and then I found that so many people could relate to it because their own personal journey, and it, the song meant so much to them because it resonated. So I think that really the moment I realized that, that's when I realized it was okay to be vulnerable, because there was so much of the world that needed that.
I've never liked the terminology excuse me, fans, because to me it sounds so generic. I've always liked family, supporters, people who really truly appreciate your music.
Mm-hmm.
You had a lot, I mean an overabundance of family members who love you, love your music. What has it meant to you to receive that kind of affirmation from so many people who really respect you as an artist?
It's very humbling, and I'm truly grateful, because, you know, the love they give is what encourages me and inspires me to keep going. And they're also giving back in such a powerful way. So it is really, I mean, I feel so grateful and blessed every time I step on stage and someone expresses their gratitude or shares their story. It's deeply moving, and I'm just forever grateful for the family and the extended family, and the constantly continuing to build that family.
It's two Judith Hills. Is one that I've seen do numerous interviews, and then it's the Judith Hill that I've seen perform live. I don't know who that is. It's a completely different entity. Have you ever gone back a lot of times and just looked at your performance and just kind of have that sort of out-of-body experience and say, wow, that was really me doing this? Because you seem so engaged and so just in a dreamscape where there's so much connection with the listeners, with the audience. It's like it just takes you to another level. How do you come down after having that kind of high after a performance?
Well, the goal is to stay up and never come down.
Okay.
and allow that to be the driving force of all life. I love the moments on stage. It's what I live and breathe for. It is truly an out-of-body experience to be on stages and feel that energy, the surge of energy. It's very intangible and invisible in nature, and I live for that. And I think that is what drives, you know, everything. And it's the love and the conviction and the power and the reason why we do the music. I think that those are the moments of all the moments. And I continue to I think once I get off the stage is when I want to be able to continue in that place. But you know, then sometimes the mundane world kind of pulls you back into things that you're like, but the goal is to stay up there.
Right. I like that. The mundane world. It's like, I go from the Taj Mahal where all of a sudden now, you know, you need to take out the trash. The trash man is running.
Right. Exactly.
I definitely get it. From the creative process, for you, when you started working on this album, what comes first to you? Is it melody first, or you just put the emphasis on working as far as on your lyrics before anything else?
Every song has a different starting point. Some songs on the record started from clearly like the bass line or the guitar line. And some songs came from just the lyric. Like I needed to write a song about this particular thing. And so I think that's why, you know, that's why songs come out so differently and the emotions are driven differently. Sometimes I get the information from the bass line. The bass line will tell me this is what this song is about, and you can't fight it, you can't deny it, you can't change the message because it's in the bass line already. And then some songs, it's like you can write the music to the story, you know.
Stories. Like you said earlier, telling a story, making a story relatable where people have we've all experienced certain things in our life. For you, how important is it to you as an artist that when you're out there performing or just creating a song or creating an album, that you're able to have that connection with the listeners? Because we see so many just things that are not real, especially now in music, because everything is driven by beat, and it's kind of hard to find someone that we can relate to. We can relate to the artists, and artists can relate to us. How important is it that you keep that part, that essential part of yourself as an artist?
Oh, I think it's very important. I think that being relatable comes automatically when you're honest. So I think that honesty and genuineness, like if you're genuine about what you're saying and it comes from the heart, I think that that's when you'll find there are other people that resonate with what you're saying. I think that the moment you're trying to do something to get, a hit record or for other reasons, like my A&R needs a certain song, you know, for us to be successful, I think that's probably, I find in my own experience, when you stop being relatable, because then you're doing it for other reasons. But I find that, you know, when you're most honest and you're really just speaking from the heart, people automatically are going to relate to you.
Listening to this album, and I've listened to the entire album, how many songs did you actually leave off the album? Because it seems as though, just for me, that you had enough material that you could have put a double album or a double CD together. How many songs that did not make the cut?
Oh, I mean, several songs, of course. Yeah, I mean, there's so much music. that's just the nature of being an artist. You just write a lot of songs, and then I think, with the album, it broke my heart because there was a lot of really great songs that didn't make it. But it was just from my own like decisions. Like this is a better flow. You're going with the flow of the album, and then some songs don't really flow. So, hey, it's the next album. They leave room for you to put out another record, you know.
Because I'm listening, I said, man, I can only imagine how many songs that didn't make the album. Because each song, it takes you on a journey. And then you get on that particular journey and say, hey, I'm feeling comfortable. And all of a sudden, Judas said, no, we're making a right turn on Albuquerque. We're going in a different direction. It's like you keep people guessing as far as what you're going to do on each track. Listening to the title track, Golden Child, then we switch from that and we go to Hey Stranger, and then one of my other favorites, Irreplaceable Love. Lord, at first I said, okay, yes, Lord. That song right there, what does that particular song mean to Judith Hill?
Wow, I mean, that song is a really... powerful song for me. I wrote it when I was really broken. I was grieving a lot of just hard relationship, and I wanted to write a song that really depicts the nature of love, that you didn't have to worry about, you know, it going away, or, you know, because so many times love is so fleeting, and you're like, why does someone love me? Is it because of X, Y, and Z? And what if I didn't have X, Y, and Z? Would they not love me anymore? So I wanted to write a song about, you know, pure unconditional love that was going to always be there. And that's why I wrote Irreplaceable Love, to just really depict that, and just this feeling of safety and love, and love that will never go away. And I think that, like, especially in our day and age where everything is so temporal and people come and go, I really wanted to write a song about the feeling of never, it never going away. I think that's something we all long for as human beings, in this, you know, world, this temporary world.
You know, I'm glad you said that. And, you know, the old adage is that we all have our quote unquote seasons, or a person has come into your life for a particular season. But I got to admit, sometimes you want to be a little selfish. You want to hold that person like Linus's blanket, just keep him, he or she, safe and sound, never want to let him go. You just want to wrap him and hold him tight forever. And that's the vibe I get from Irreplaceable Love. So let's get into it. I know the listeners are tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. Of course, we have the incredibly talented Judith Hill. Let's get into it. Golden Child, the album, one of the many hit singles from this album, Irreplaceable Love, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
The wind. irreplaceable love.
Irreplaceable love from the incredibly talented Judith Hill from the new album Golden Child, available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And remember to get all the latest updates and tour information because Judith is about to hit the road in January. So be sure to stop by her official website at www.judithhill.com. Life is full of, I like to call, speed bumps. For you as an artist, we all experience that one time or another. For you, what has given you strength to bounce back from any type of adversity? Music, personally, what are some of the things or some of the people that have helped you or motivated you to go forward and do what you love?
I think that, for me personally, my relationship with God is what gets me going and keeps me going through anything, and just knowing who I am. I have an amazing family, too. My family has been incredibly supportive. My mom and my dad have just been there, and just a good group of friends here that are always looking out for me. So I've been blessed to surround myself with a lot of really, really great people.
You know, what I find interesting about you as an artist is that you're unafraid. You're not afraid to challenge yourself to become a better artist. What motivates you to be great? As a matter of fact, let's go from this segue. As a consumer, if you stepped back and listened to the entire album, Golden Child, what are some of the things that you feel as a consumer that really impresses you about this artist named Judith Hill and the album Golden Child?
As a consumer personally, I gravitate to stuff that gives me that feeling, the excitement of soul music and funk music and its raw nature and it's aggressive and powerful and just really raw. So as a consumer, I think Golden Child really gives people just a really like a very vintage quality and a solid feeling. It doesn't have too many, you know, glossy electronics, or it's not trying to, you know, reinvent the wheel or anything. It's just good music that makes you feel good. It's not trying to be anything other than what it is, you know.
Right.
I think that a lot of times we're so obsessed with, how do we sound modern? And the word modern to me is just a funny word to me, because I'm like, whatever is good, whatever makes you feel amazing, and that's what we should go for, not something that we're trying to make happen, you know.
You're absolutely correct. I know a lot of times when artists get in the studio, the emphasis is on so much as far as, we got to make sure it's polished. We got to do this and do that. And it's like, to me, some of the best music that has ever been created has been raw. It's just been raw and rugged.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just,
that's my favorite. Yeah.
And just going off of a vibe. What is your vibe right now? You're getting ready to go out on this massive tour. What are some of the things, as far as what are some of your expectations for this tour, and what are some of your expectations as far as for the album? How do you want people to view the album?
Well, I'm really excited. Going into 2019, we're going to be touring this album all over the world. And, you know, when people come to see the show, they're just going to be experiencing that energy you hear from the record, but on steroids, because it's live and it's going to be power, you know, energetic and all of that stuff, you know. So we really love to go for it on the shows, and our arrangements are, we really take you there. So I want people to feel that experience. I want them to feel, to stay in a euphoric state, feel the firepower coming from the grooves, you know, just really lock in to grooves that just work and are exciting. And I got some, you know, incredible musicians that are going to be with me that really understand this genre and can deliver the goods. So it's exciting, and you know, I think that it's so rewarding when you do a concert and you feel the people have locked into you, and you just don't want to stop. You want to keep it going all night, you know.
If the Judith Hill today could get in Doctor Who's time machine and go back 7 years, what would the Judith Hill today say to the Judith Hill 7 years ago? If you just had an opportunity to sit down and have a conversation about the future and about being a musician and the things that it takes to be an accomplished and respected musician, what would you say to her?
I would tell her to get on those instruments right away, fire everybody, and get started. Get in the studio, because that's exactly what I did when everything came together. It was like when I took my own power back, and I really decided this is what I want to do with my life, and I love this to death, and I learned how to do everything. Got rid of the cooks in the kitchen. There were so many of them that, you know,
right,
when you clear out that space, you're able to really come into your own.
Isn't it amazing when you have complete control over your career, how much more you can get accomplished? Like you said, you have too many cooks in the kitchen, and everybody's trying to cook and prepare different meals and say, wait a minute, I have a particular meal that I want, but I'm seeing you're trying to do, you know, Cajun, the other one's cooking French, one is cooking Spanish. I mean, wait a minute. You know, maybe I want a cheeseburger. Can we kind of stick with the cheeseburger and fries? This is the direction that I'm going to go. So what does it mean to you to have that level of independence now? Being an independent artist, having that level of creative control over your music and career, what does that mean now in this era where you see the labels are having massive control over the artists and they want them to be puppets? What does it mean to have that kind of control?
Oh, it's very important to me to regain that control, because that's when you finally sit in your own driver's seat, you can start to build your team again, but it's with you in the driver's seat, and you're surrounding yourself with people who are working for your vision, and it's a totally different feeling from being, you know, in a big machine where they're telling you what they want you to do. That's a very different feeling. So I think it's important to have a team of people that are working, because you only have so many hours in the day and you can't get everything done. You need people, you know. But it's important that you don't get lost in having people just tell you what they think you should do. That's when it gets becomes a problem. So you got to really know who you are. And I think that's what I'm excited about right now in my life, because I'm in the seat where I want to be, and I have people that are helping me with that.
Well, it seems like now, my love, that you are definitely driving the magic school bus. You are in complete control of your career, and that is a beautiful thing. Golden Child, an incredible, incredible album. I'm just hoping very soon after you get through finishing this world tour that you happen to come down to Texas. We would love for you to come in Houston. We would love to have you in the studio.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
And perform.
Yeah.
It would definitely be a beautiful vibe. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being such respectful to the art form. And on a personal note, I told my program director, I said, I want to say something to Judith when she gets on there. From a personal note, and I'm going to get myself together. I have been a long admirer. I'm not afraid to say my age. I'm in my 50s. I'm 53. And I have been a long admirer. And I held Prince in a very high regard. I can honestly say, I loved that man, and I respected everything that he did. And I want to personally thank you being there with him on the airplane. Okay. I want to thank you for being there with him. I want to thank you for doing that. And it was an honor for me to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Vibing with us. This is definitely your home away from home. Whatever you need, please don't hesitate to let us know. I promise myself we're going to lose it like this, but, you know, get caught up in your emotions at the time.
No, I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And family, my pleasure. Family, remember again, please go get this album. And to support Judith, be sure to get on her website. You can catch up with her and support her on her Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/JudithHill_official community. And also on Twitter.com/JudithHill. And remember, get those tickets. You see, well, Teddy Bear, she's going to be traveling outside the country. Hey, Greyhound, Camel, Plane, do what you got to do to see this incredibly talented artist perform live. That's at www.judithhill.com. My queen, much continued success. You be careful out there. Enjoy yourself. Knock them dead, like my man once said. All the critics love you in New York, my love. Yes, they do.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
My pleasure. Stay strong, my love.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
The very talented Judith Hill here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Wow, that got me. I had to get, man, trying to get control, trying to keep control. It's hard when you get old. 3:33 p.m. Central Standard Time here, vibing with the Teddy Bear in the zone. Let's get lost with some more Judith Hill from an album, Golden Child. Yes, Lord, with Hey Stranger here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
You see, I've been missing you a long, long time. Hey.
Teddy Bear to take you back just a little bit. Classic. Jesse Johnson, Can You Help Me? From Jesse Johnson's review. My goodness, 1985. My goodness, been a long time. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Judith Hill. Thank you. Thank you so much. From the bottom of the Teddy Bear's heart, thank you so much. Love you more than you'll ever know. Thank you. And family, be sure that you get our new album, Golden Child, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Spotify. And, you know, if you're adventurous, head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking, stop by her official website. She is about to go out on a world tour starting in January, just a couple of weeks away, at www.judithhill.com. Also on Instagram, Judith Hill_official community, and on Twitter.com/Judith Hill. My goodness, it has been an incredible 2018. Yeah, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. I felt the need here to provide the need, just like Linus's blanket, here to make you and help you become a little bit more comfortable, safe and sound, so to speak. My goodness, for those who tuned in late, shame on you. Teddy Bear does forgive you. He loves you so much. But that's okay. You can listen and catch the interview in its entirety. Yeah, just pull up that little app on your phone. We're on iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, Podbean, you name it, wherever. All you have to do is type in these magical words, LOTL, the zone. Yes, Lord, so it is written. So it shall be done. Well, it's my time. Got a boogie, got to catch this chocolate galactic spaceship and head on over to the North Pole. Have a little chat and sit down with old Jolly Segnick. Maybe have a little cup of wine, maybe a glass of wine or two. Who knew? And who knows? I want everyone to have a fantabulous Christmas. Have a wonderful weekend. And as we say in the zone, as always, keep it soulful. We're going to leave you with my girl, Aaliyah Adams. I don't care how you get here. Just get here when you can. Lord have mercy. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.